We're back here on Giants.com for everybody's favorite game. That's Fact or Fiction. Today, we play with Howard Cross. I am John Schmelk. Howard, here we go. Statement number one. Drew Brees will throw for more yards than Eli Manning on Sunday. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to go fiction. I think that the Giants are going to be able to get to him a little bit. I think the secondary is a lot better than it's been in the past. So I think Eli with the three receivers, I think they should be able to, you know, get more yards than Drew Brees.
Which team do you think will be more balanced on offense, run pass?
I hope it's the Giants. They have the ability to be more balanced. But you have to remember that because Drew Brees releases the ball so quickly, when he hands it off, not everybody's ready for the run when it happens.
All right, statement number two. The Giants defense will have at least 5 combined sacks and takeaways when they play the Saints on Sunday. So 5 combined takeaways and sacks.
That's a tough one, 5 combined.
I stumped Howard Cross. How about
that,
folks?
I'm going to say fiction. I'm going to say fiction. I think that they're going to be able to stop them. I think it's going to be a lot of quick catches, not giving the ball up over the top. I think it'll be a lot of quick underneath catches and a lot of hits. I don't think you get to them, you know, two or three times. If they do, I'd be very happy. But the turnovers, those long passes where he usually, you know, gives the ball up. If he gets into the long passing mode because they're, you know, catching tackle and they start trying to take risk, we could have 4 or so, but I don't think we'll get 5. That's a lot.
What do you have to do against a veteran quarterback like Drew Brees that you can't fool to force him into mistakes?
You have to have your defensive tackles have to have an exceptional game. The pressure up the middle, that when you get close to him, it hurts every quarterback, but Drew Brees is specifically will hurt because he's not the tallest guy. Mm. So having to really reach over the guy to throw the ball, you know, kind of gets him off that pinpoint accuracy, that laser kind of pass he's throwing. Now he's got to bend it, he's got to twist it, he's got to change his arm angles and stuff. The closer you get to him, the higher he has to reach to get the ball over him. And the ball kind of, it's not the same kind of trajectory, and it's easier for them to cover.
Well, folks, there you have it. Watch the interior pass rush when the Saints are in those passing situations. Snacks Harrison, Jonathan Hankins, 00 when he comes in rotation. We saw JPP line up a tackle as well in that game against
Dallas.
It'll
work.
Make sure you check it out, folks. Giants and Saints, 1 o'clock Sunday, Giants home opener at MetLife Stadium.